Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, May 7th, 2014, the British publication The Sunday Times names Paul McCartney as the richest musician in Britain. On this day in 2011, John Walker, lead vocalist for the Walker Brothers, dies of liver cancer at the age of 67. The group's biggest hit came in 1966 with The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. On this day in 1998, Eddie Rabbit, the country star who crossed over to the pop charts with I Love a Rainy Night and Driving My Life Away, dies of lung cancer at the age of 56. On this day in 1994, Randy Bachman led 1,322 guitarists who had gathered in Vancouver to play Bachman Turner Overdrive's Taking Care of Business for 68 minutes and 40 seconds. On this day in 1991, soul singer Wilson Pickett is arrested in his hometown of Englewood, New Jersey, after repeatedly driving over the lawn of his neighbor, Mayor Donald Aronson. Pickett is charged with drunk driving and threatening to kill the mayor. On this day in 1983, after cracking the top 20 a year earlier with the breakup song, San Francisco's Greg Kinn Band reaches number 2 on the Hot 100 with a song called Jeopardy. A year later, Weird Al Yankovic will parody the song as I Lost on Jeopardy, which has since been referenced several times on the game show itself. On this day, in 1978, the 90,000 tickets on sale for Bob Dylan's upcoming concerts at London's Wembley Empire Pool sell out in less than 8 hours. On this day in 1973, George Harrison releases Give Me Love, which will become his second number one single in the U.S. On this day in 1967, Soviet youths openly defy police and dance the twist in Moscow's Red Square during May Day celebrations. On this day in 1966, the Mamas and Papas hit number one on Billboard with Monday Monday, a song that the group, except for writer John Phillips, would later admit they didn't really like. On March 2, 1967, the effort would bring them a Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal. And on this day, May 7, 1955, a musical genius reaches number one for the first time. Who is he, and what is the hit that brought him to the top of the charts? The answer, right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, May 7th, 1955, a classic is number one on the rhythm and blues charts. The star that made it happen is often referred to as the genius. He is Ray Charles. The song is I Got a Woman.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Grumbles or fusses. always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.